Hutchie.
Is it time? Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun
hey
of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Getting you ready for the weekend in golf for 19 years. Now that's real. Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you for joining us once again. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us on Real Golf Radio. Final show of 2018, our 19th year here on the radio. So when you hear us again, we'll be in year number 20. And it'll be 2019. Hard to believe. 1999 to 2019. Quite a run. We'll talk about some of that stuff in the 20th year of the show. But we thank you for joining us. Happy holidays to each one of you, and again, you can find us online at realgolfradio.com, and our Twitter handle is @realgolf. It's the final show of the year, as I mentioned, so it's a good opportunity that we will take to look back on this calendar year. We don't look at seasons anymore because seasons wrap around, but
yes, they
we
do.
Can certainly look at this year of 2018 and the top stories and some of our favorite memories from throughout the year. But it's hard to believe here we are just a week or so away from Christmas and the end of the year and kicking off another one, huh?
Yeah. And I'll start right back up again in Hawaii with the Winners Championship, and then right onto the Sony and right on the West Coast Swing.
You know what I found myself doing the other day?
Uh-huh.
Searching for housing in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You can never start too early.
No. No.
And you know, Nobody has discounted prices just because it's still several months away. Everyone's very cognizant of what that week is around
right.
that part of the country.
Of course.
Yeah. Including the airlines, by the way. No real airline deals at the moment. There's lots of airline deals, but if you try to book into Atlanta or Augusta the week of the Masters,
yeah.
There's no discount.
Yeah.
Just a little public service announcement for you. Perhaps there'll be some sort of end of the year special hidden somewhere out there.
So we're already looking forward to the first major of the year.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So we got lots to talk about. We'll get into our top stories, favorite memories from the year 2018. Stay tuned. We're just getting started right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, what does it take to be the number one irons in golf? Well, if you ask the engineers at Callaway, they'll tell you one thing: innovation. And they would know, because Callaway's Face Cup technology has made them the number one irons in golf. The Face Cup technology that makes their irons tremendously powerful actually came from their fairway woods and hybrids, which incidentally, those fairway woods and hybrids continue to outperform the competition. Face Cups dramatically increase ball speed across the face, and the second Callaway started engineering irons with Face Cups, everything changed. Golfers started seeing tremendous gains in distance and forgiveness, and of course, the engineers at Callaway keep on innovating. Steelhead, Big Bertha, and Apex irons are all powered by Callaway's game-changing Face Cup technology, and they've all made Callaway the number one irons in golf. To learn more about the technology behind the number one irons in golf, go to CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicholas agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
What happens when our most epic driver technology goes rogue? You set the new bar in speed. Then you set it in forgiveness. This is the new jailbreak. It's our fastest driver technology, and now it's in our most forgiving head. That's how you get the most powerful jailbreak effect ever. The new Rogue Driver from Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays once again. Thanks for joining us, a year-end edition of Real Golf Radio. So if you're accessing the show before Christmas, Merry Christmas. If it's after, Happy New Year. Lots to get to in this segment, of course, as always, brought to you by Callaway Golf. You can check out CallawayGolf.com, and when you pull up their page, they have a teaser for the brand new Epic Flash, as it's allegedly going to be called. Faster than humanly possible.
There you go.
Available February 1st, 2019. Flash. Hey, I'm excited. And we have to thank Callaway. They've been a great supporter of us and the guys there at Callaway for a long time and make it possible for us to do the show. So we appreciate them and express gratitude towards them this time of year. No doubt about that. I would love for you to continue to support them. If you like the show, support Callaway and our sponsors and those that make it possible for us to be here. But it's been a good year. I've talked about it throughout the year, and there's got to be something to the new Callaway equipment this year, because I went from a 4 handicap to a 0 handicap.
And you're just not that good.
And that's my line. You stole my line. That's true. I like to tell people, my favorite compliment you ever gave me, Bob, was, that's better than you know how. I use that quite a bit when I get a good shot. People are like, wow, that was a great shot. I'm like, yeah. If my friend Bob were here, he would say, that's better than you know how.
That's better than you know how.
Yeah. Which is a real confidence booster. You
yes.
know, to get a compliment like that from a player.
Anything
like
I can do to help you, no problem.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. That's stuck with me all these years and
you
helped me
it.
With that positive mental frame, you know?
You got it.
Yeah. So anyway, the guys at Callaway, they put out great products. And they're good dudes. They've got this marketing thing down. They got it figured out. They're doing a fantastic job. So highly recommend. Get out to CallawayGolf.com. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on social media. They're available at all of those. And there is certainly some great promotions and deals here towards the end of the year at CallawayGolf.com/giftguide as well. So check that out. All right, Bob. It's time to get into it.
Okay.
It's fun when you think about when you look back on the year. And I tried to go about it. By top of my head.
Uh-huh.
That was how I first started when I was preparing for the show. I thought, what are the biggest stories off the top of my head from the year in golf? Mm-hmm. And I listed down, and I think I got to about 12. And then I started going online and seeing what all the other guys put together, you know, Golf Channel and Golf Week, Golf Digest, all these people. I started going through, looking through what people had listed as the top stories. And, you know, undoubtedly, most of the ones I had in there were also listed in theirs, and there were a couple others that maybe I had overlooked or things of that nature. So anyway, let's get into it, and I think that we begin, Bob.
Yeah.
With the first major of the year, we were just talking about Augusta National.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the golf season sort of begins and ends at the Masters.
Right.
Not that it ends; there's still plenty to go. But I just what happens at Augusta just tends to have more life and longevity than even, you know, other major championships.
Sure.
It just is, you're immortalized, really, what happens there at Augusta. And so And I guess in this year's case of the Masters champion, Patrick Reed, his story continued to unfold really throughout the year and became a story on its own. So while Augusta National and the Masters 2018 isn't necessarily my top story, although I think it's a top story each and every year,
right?
If not the top story,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Reed is one of the top stories from 2018.
Yes.
First of all, you have to give him a ton of credit. He faced down Rory McIlroy in the final group, final round, held on to his, what, three-shot lead,
yep.
and was able to go on and claim a green jacket, being an Augusta, you know, area guy playing for Augusta State. And let's listen in. Here's Patrick Reed after winning the Masters.
Always watch leaderboards.
Oh, we lost him a little bit.
Always watch leaderboards. You know, no matter what event it is, what, you know, whether it's the first hole on Thursday or the last hole on Sunday, I always want to know where I stand. And, you know, so yes, I saw Jordan and Ricky just storm up those leaderboards and go up. And, you know, I knew when I birdied 14 was about the same time that Jordan bogeyed the last. And, you know, at that point, I knew, as long as there wasn't just any catastrophic implosions coming in, that was going to be basically between Ricky and I. And, you know, to hear that roar on the last, even though, you know, I knew John was in the group, I just knew it had to be Ricky, you know, because to win your first majors is never going to be easy. And it definitely wasn't easy today. I mean, I knew it was going to be a dogfight. And, you know, it's just a way of God basically saying that, let's see if you have it. Everyone knows you have it physically, you know, with the talent, but do you have it mentally? Can you handle those ups and downs throughout the round? And I feel like that putt I made on 17 and, you know, to basically keep my one up lead going in the last and to have that iron shot not come down the hill on 18, knowing that it's probably the fastest putt on the golf course, you know, it's just another one of those mini tests that I had to try to get over in order to, you know, win my first major.
Well, there you go. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Reed, so he's a leaderboard watcher. He talked about the exciting charge that took place from Ricky Fowler, who shot 67 on the final day. Jordan Spieth, way up ahead and starting too far behind, shot 64.
Yep.
Bogey on the last hole, otherwise it would have been a 63. But, you know, still impressive shooting 8 under par on a Sunday. You know.
And McIlroy shooting 2 over par.
In that final group with him, yeah. You know, and this is coming off of that, you know, Ryder Cup final round that where those two played, you know, on Sunday singles and going back and forth. And you know, it was McIlroy really that wilted. If you look at that leaderboard, the only player that in the top 10 that was over par for the day was Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, exactly.
Really in the top 15 was Rory McIlroy. So, yeah, really, really quite surprising.
Then the sub-story in there was Tony Finau. And what happened to him in his first Masters, makes a hole-in-one on the seventh hole in the par three, celebrating, running down the fairway, turning backwards, and rolling his ankle, dislocating his ankle. They called it a high ankle sprain. And he ends up teeing off, playing in the event, and ends up shooting 7 under par and getting a top 10 in his first go at the Masters, basically on one leg. And then how that turned into Ryder Cup and top 10s in majors and that kind of thing. And here he is now, number 9 in the world, going into January of the 2019 golf season.
Yeah, pretty impressive stuff. 68-66 bookend rounds for Tony Finau, 74-73 in the middle. But, yeah, as you mentioned, 6 under on the final day, 7 under total, and he finishes with that top 10. Interesting thing to note about Patrick Reed as well, 4 rounds under par.
Yep.
Pretty impressive. In fact, he had the first 3 rounds in the 60s. No player's ever shot all 4 rounds in the 60s there at Augusta. But his 1 under, 71, good enough for a one-shot victory over Ricky Fowler. So certainly the countdown to Augusta is on. You look at Jon Rahm finishing 4th there. I mean, look at your top. I mean, there's your top 10 again. You got Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Jon Rahm. Is that Cameron Smith?
Yes.
Who was in there? Bubba Watson. Henrik Stenson, Rory McIlroy, Mark Leishman, and Tony Finau. And then there's Dustin Johnson tied for 10th as well. So, and Charlie Hoffman. I'm telling you what, if you could put money down on Charlie Hoffman leading after the first round of the Masters, you might want to do that. I mean, guy opened up with 69. He was right there again, and he finished with 67. But Charlie Hoffman continues to play well. Justin Rose has put himself
right there.
Yeah, he tied for 12th as well. So interesting stuff. We'll look forward to Augusta coming down the stretch. But, yeah, Patrick Reed captures the green jacket. And then, you know, that was the good news. The bad news is that he sort of became – he jumped squarely into the spotlight.
Yes.
And a lot of things started coming out about Patrick Reed, and, you know, Captain America was a little tainted after that.
Yeah, kept his family, family situations personally, his wife's family, that kind of thing, all came into play after that. There were a lot of stories about it. And then, of course, the bad blood in the Ryder Cup at the end of the year, and you know, his wife going out on Twitter and social media and talking about how come he's not playing with Jordan Spieth and that kind of thing, and Patrick Reed looking like he wanted to jump in there and drop bombs like Phil Mickelson did, you know, about Tom Watson, that kind of thing. And yeah, he's a guy that's kind of out on an island right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then Kevin Kisner with some strong comments.
Wow.
Against Patrick Reed this week in the news. Scott Michaud, Augusta Chronicle, wrote a little bit about that. He'll join us here in about 20 minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This segment brought to you by Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. Go to odysseygolf.com. They got their own holiday gift guide going on as well. You can get some custom putter covers. Might I recommend the Exo Rossi putter? Man, that's one of my favorites. Multi-material, high MOI, white hot, micro hinge insert. Check out the Exo putter and the holiday gift guide at odysseygolf.com. All right, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the show. You know, before we leave Augusta, and as one of the top stories of 2018, a huge announcement by the Augusta National Golf Club that continues to grow the game and
yep.
in an area that needs to have growth in the game, and that's with the women's game.
Yeah, Augusta National Women's Amateur was announced last spring, and 2019 will be the first time they play the event. It's going to be a 72-player field that will compete the first two rounds at Champions Retreat. They will be playing the Island and Bluff Nines, and then everyone in the field, all 72 players, gets to play a practice round at Augusta National with the low 30, and ties will compete at Augusta National Golf Club in the final round, and then you'll crown a champion. Champion will have a 5-year exemption into the event as long as they stay amateur.
Amateur. April 3rd through the 6th. Fred Ridley, chairman of Augusta National Golf Club, said, "Our hope and expectation is that this event will further energize those who already love the sport and inspire others through the dream of competing at Augusta National." So,
yep.
Just fantastic. Mercedes-Benz is on board, so you know some of their great sponsors. NBC will broadcast
That's
the final
correct.
Round. They have their own logo for it as well. The Augusta National Women's Amateur, just this was so cool, and it was neat to be in that press conference. Annika Sorenstam was in there. She was emotional about it as well, and you know, she said, "This is worth trying to get my amateur status back to play in this event."
Don't think that'll happen.
Probably not, but really just a cool really, there's a lot of things. There was discussions about why not a professional event and on and on and on, but a professional event's going to compete, you know, with some of the LPGA stuff, and
mm-hmm.
and this allows to give a nod to the amateurs, you know, and Bobby Jones and the heritage
right.
of Augusta National.
Exactly.
You know, it's something that they own on their, you know, just by themselves there, and it's, I don't know, I hats off to Augusta as they continue to grow the game and be an influencer and driving force in our great game. So we'll look forward to that. Again, final round on Saturday. Before
yes.
Masters week, and then they'll roll right into drive, chip, and putt
on Sunday,
and then the Masters tournament begins
Monday. Yep.
So pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love what they're doing there.
Yep.
So you can check that out, by the way. ANWA, so for Augusta National Women's Amateur, golf.com. ANWAgolf.com if you want to check that out. So, and by the way, as I understand it, tickets are already sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course they are.
Your dream of attending and beginning to see Augusta National, regardless of what tournament's being played there, well, keep in that lottery, baby. Keep trying that lottery.
Keep trying it.
What,
exactly
did, what did Casey
right.
Kasem say? Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars.
That's right.
All right. So as we roll through top stories from 2018, we talked about the Masters and what came through that. We heard from Patrick Reed, Tony Finau. We talked about his ankle-breaking ace at the Masters that led to a top 10. And it does beg the question, Bob. He's continued to rise through the ranks. He had a
yep.
great Ryder Cup. He performed well in all the major championships. Really, the only thing missing is a marquee win
yes.
on the PGA Tour, and then specifically a major championship win. He's not quite entering the category as best player yet to win a major by a long ways, but he needs to add another big win, you know, a Bay Hill or a, you know, WGC or something along those lines, a Torrey
or
Pines.
Or another PGA Tour event.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, Torrey Pines perhaps, where he's played well, and that'll be his next start. You start putting Tony Finau, you know, winning a couple of these, getting over the hump, and you got to say, look, man, the guy finishes top 10 on one leg in his first try at Augusta National.
Right.
You know, what might he do as he's continued to gain confidence and remains healthy? And I can assure you that he'll be playing that par 3 contest, and there will be no running.
There will be no running. Yeah, I was surprised that the guards didn't run out. You can't run. You can't run here.
That will be a moment that nobody will ever forget. It'll be replayed
yeah.
every par 3 Wednesday.
We were sitting there and watched it live, and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, is he going to be able to play? Well, he did. He was able to play and finished top 10. Went on to finish top 10 in three majors in 2018. And then didn't finish top 10 at the PGA Championship, but parlayed his whole year into a Ryder Cup start, and here he is at number nine in the world. I don't know, his so far his career has kind of mirrored what Brooks Koepka did, other than starting in Europe. Brooks Koepka had one win before he won the, basically one win before he won his first U.S. Open, and Tony has one win now on the PGA Tour, and is competing and in contention in majors in every event he plays for the most part. He's already had a couple runner-ups this year, and in this wraparound season of 18 and 19, and I expect to see him win golf tournaments this year. I do.
That's the next step, no doubt about it. You mentioned Brooks Koepka. We moved to him in the second major of the year. How about Koepka? Goes to Shinnecock. Wins back-to-back U.S. Opens for the first time since Curtis Strange in, was that 89-90, I believe. Uh-huh. And he, does it on a traditional, classic U.S. Open-style golf course at Shinnecock Hills.
Yep.
After winning at Erin Hills the previous year, and most people said this wasn't a U.S. Open, this was a PGA Championship. And so really a huge validation, winning it on a new golf course, a big giant venue, and an old classic golf course historical in Shinnecock. I mean, what can you say other than, Brooks Koepka called his shot. He came in and he said, I'm the best player in the field. I have more confidence than anybody else. And, and nobody even gave him a shot. No one even talked about him winning back-to-back. It just doesn't happen. And why would Brooks Koepka, what kind of resume does Brooks Koepka have that would lead you to believe that he would go and be the first back-to-back champ since Curtis Strange? And yet he went out and did that. And not only that, then he went and punctuated with a third major championship and second of the year at the PGA just 2 months later. So, I mean, I don't know what you can say about Brooks Koepka other than the guy's a gamer.
Yep.
He's his game is on right now, and he's brimming with confidence, and he can no longer be left out of the conversation when you're talking about major championship potentials.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Brooks Koepka right now is he is doing things that the best players in the world do as far as limited his schedule, making sure that he's fresh every time he plays. He's currently the world number one player. But Brooks Koepka only played 17 events in 2018. He had two wins, as we talked about, as you just mentioned, in those majors, two runner-up finishes, six top tens, and he made 15 of 17 cuts. So, he started out at HSBC Champion with a runner-up. And then didn't really have another top 10 till he had a second place at Fort Worth at Colonial. And then 2 weeks later, he won the U.S. Open. And another top 10 at the WGC Bridgestone, and then a win at the PGA Championship. So, and then already won this year in 2018-19 wraparound season at the, I think it was the HSBC as well. Let me look here real quick. It was the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges.
See, there you go.
Yep.
When Brooks burst on the scene, I mean, the guy couldn't have been less exciting, right?
Yes.
I mean, just really pretty monotone, not a lot of excitement in there, not a lot of personality coming through, just real stoic and, and you said, wow, this is not very exciting. This is not very fun. And then he goes on and wins again. But his personality's starting to come out a little bit. You're starting to get a little more glimpse of maybe a little more of what Brooks Koepka and who Brooks Koepka is. But, basically one of the characteristics of Brooks Koepka is pretty quiet. Just goes about his business. And, boy, if he's in contention, so far he's proven that he's nigh unbeatable.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about Brooks Koepka is that he is known for how far he hits a golf ball. He is known for he's a good putter. He's a great putter. Has a nice wedge game. Very similar to a Dustin Johnson as far as length, wedge game, putter, that kind of thing. And
getting up and down from the back left side of 18 at Shinnecock was impressive.
It was.
I mean, he got a good break for where it settled, but I mean, that little chip shot in the moment, that was some great touch.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So Here's Brooks Koepka, world number one right now.
And I would probably put him, if I was ranking the stories, and we can do this at the end of the show, I'd probably put him number two. I think it's pretty clear that Tiger Woods is going to be number one. You know, there's no doubt about that. He makes a comeback year and picks up win number 80.
Yep.
So, you know, Tiger Woods has to be the number one story. Number two story has to be Brooks Koepka.
Yes.
And yet he continually gets overlooked. And I, you know, look, I...
And he likes that. He likes being able to fly under the radar and everybody not really...
I wonder how much he's going to... How long he's going to like
that.
But that's the key. If you can stay content with being under the radar, then you're in good shape.
Under the radar, number one in the world,
it's tough to be flying under the radar when you're number one in the world. I understand the way that sounds, but the point is if you use that as fuel and not get caught up in it, then I think it's going to be a positive thing. But if you start getting caught up in it, and it starts to detract from everything, and you press a little because of it. That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yes.
You understand what I'm kind of going.
Yep. Yep.
So anyway, but so far Brooks has been able to just kind of roll that off his back and things like that. But so that kind of covers the first two majors and the final major with Brooks Koepka getting the W as well in Kansas City. So short break. We'll come back, continue our stories, and Scott Michaud. Augusta Chronicle, well, formerly Augusta Chronicle.
Yes.
Augusta native.
Yep.
He'll join us coming up next. Last year, Callaway's transformative jailbreak technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. That's right. The new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with jailbreak technology. Let me say that again. Callaway has put jailbreak bars into a fairway wood. We're talking about game-changing ball speed here. And, of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups. When you put these two things together, which is crazy when you think about it, you get the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. You'll immediately see a difference in distance and ball speed. But stay humble and let your buddies ask, how the heck did you get there in two? Did you just outdrive me with a three wood? And you could just nod and say, yep, I went rogue. Get the details on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. It's time to go rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
At the first tee.
Oops.
It's the little things in life we pick up.
Hey, thank you.
That make for a successful future.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh, you dropped this.
Because little things can carry a big impact both on and off the course.
Hey, thanks.
To learn more, visit thefirsttee.org.
Callaway Golf has been the fastest growing golf ball brand since 2013, and the ChromeSoft golf ball has been a major part of that. ChromeSoft is extremely fast, incredibly soft, and unbelievably easy to control, which is why Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, and Jim Furyk have changed to Chrome Soft. You have to be willing to change to get better. Chrome Soft and the new Chrome Soft X are in stores now. See what they can do at CallawayGolf.com. Chrome Soft, it's the ball that changed the ball.
Your hands, with the grip, they form the connection between you and your club. In a game where feel is so important to playing your very best, great shots begin with a great grip. For every golfer who wants to play better, there's a Lampkin grip.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Microhinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Microhinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Microhinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob, thanks for joining us. You know, speaking of the PGA Championship and Brooks Koepka being the champ, one of the big stories, too, involves PGA of America from 2018 as they announce a move of their championship from August to May.
Yes. Part of the new schedule and part of making room for the Olympics and all that kind of thing. So.
And keeping out of football's window as well. So, you know, this is the PGA Tour announced, of course, that they're going to shift their playoffs from 4 to 3 events.
Yep.
Wrap this thing all up. You know, you get basically in July, you get the Claret Jug and the Open Championship, and that'll be the final major of the year.
Yes, that's correct.
And then playoffs in August, and then they're done.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they'll, I'm sure, kick the season right back off again.
Well, in October, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, in September, you're going to have, you know, President's or Ryder Cup or
Ryder Cup
like
or
that.
President's Cup, yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyway, the other thing of note from the PGA of America is they elect Susie Whaley as the first woman president of the PGA of America. So big hats off there. Susie Whaley's just a class lady. It's been fun. She's been a big supporter of the game and, you know, just following her throughout her career when she was playing and, you know, she's been teaching and, you know, just a consummate professional and awesome to see her elected as the first woman president of the PGA of America. So anyway, good job, PGA of America, making our top stories list for 2018 as well. A guy that's always on our top stories list, at least the guy that's writing them and got his ear to the ground, all things Augusta, our good friend Scott Michaud joining us right now on our year-end show. Scott, good morning. Happy holidays. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice again. You know, it makes me feel like Augusta's right around the corner when I hear your voice.
Well, I know everybody's ready for it around here because winter's been a little bit nasty to start with in Georgia this time.
Is that right? You actually got some cold weather, huh?
Yeah, cold and rain. It's just been the blues around here. So I think nobody can wait till April already.
Yeah, and you had the remnants of that hurricane fly through there too, didn't you?
It did some serious damage to South Georgia and the agriculture down there, and it tore out the pecan trees, and it really, we were hit hard, a lot harder than people might think.
That's too bad. Unfortunate. All right, so I'm not going to try to segue. I was going to try to segue. I'm not going to. I'm just going to go right to it. It's been an interesting year. Patrick Reed dons a green jacket, and then the title of the non-acronym GOAT. You know, I'm not going to go. He's not greatest of all time, but he kind of wears that as a non-acronym. It's been an interesting year for Patrick Reed, the Masters champion. Talk about, you know, give us your thoughts on what the latest is, and Kevin Kisner with quite a doozy that he dropped this week.
Well, Kevin really all he did was confirm what everybody kind of knew, that Patrick was not a very popular teammate when he was in either school and college, and that's what he kind of did with himself again. He sort of stepped in it after the Ryder Cup by throwing his teammates under the bus and his captain as well. Complaining about not getting enough playing time out there, not playing with the right partners. You know, blame Jordan Spieth for the Furyk splitting them up. And so it's a continuation of what he's done his whole career of alienating teammates.
And was, you know, it seemed like, you know, to a certain extent, he was not the most popular champion at Augusta National this year after he won.
No, I think fans sort of they've kind of picked up on the vibe that Patrick is a different kind of character in golf, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for golf. I think it's actually kind of cool that there's maybe a real villain in the landscape. You know, Vijay was kind of one for a little while, but Patrick sort of takes it to another level. Even the players aren't real fond of him. So, I mean, I don't think they have a problem playing with him or anything like that. He's actually a good guy to play with. He plays pretty quickly, you know, keeps his head down most of the time, doesn't complain. But he just, you know, he just is not a social person out there on tour.
Scott Michaud joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. So I kind of pay attention. One of the things I love being out there at Augusta is you got the world media all collected together, and And you know, I keep a sense of the pulse of the room, and it's not very often that there's this sort of unanimous feeling or opinion about one way or another. But when Patrick Reed won, it seemed like it was pretty unanimous that something wasn't quite right. That this wasn't going to be a popular champion. And I didn't know all the backstory. I didn't know all the stuff about his alienating his family and things along those lines. But it certainly was clear that the most of the media room felt that very way.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have kind of heard the story. It's never really come out or been reported widely because neither Patrick nor his family will really talk about whatever happened that caused the rift. But the fact that it was in Augusta, his hometown, where that family lives, where he went to college, and he's not really all that plugged in at his alma mater either. Everybody was just like, oh, this is awkward. And that was really what it felt like at the end when he made that putt to win. It felt awkward out there. Even the fans felt that. They were rooting so hard all day for Jordan Spieth trying to shoot a 62 or even a 61 to get in the house. Ricky Fowler making a charge up the leaderboard. Yeah. We're talking very popular golfers out there with everybody in the world. And then here comes Patrick Reed and just sort of stole the show. It just was awkward all the way around, and the media really sensed that. I think they really wanted to see a Fowler or a Jordan or a Ricky or a Rory McIlroy winner at the end.
Yep. One of the big stories for 2018 is, of course, Tiger Woods, what he was able to accomplish, how he was able to move up through the world rankings from 1,200 at the Hero World Challenge over a year ago, all the way up to, 14th in the world, and capping off his season, his comeback season, with a win at the Tour Championship. Your thoughts on Tiger and what you think we can expect going forward?
I hope we're going to get to see him be his old self this year and not be chasing getting that first victory like we did the whole time last year. I think he was as hungry as the audience was to get that one last year, and it puts pressure on him. Now that he finally got it at the end at Eastlake, and you saw that just emotional release from him and the fans just storming the golf course, I mean, you really saw what it meant to everybody to see him back on top. And I think now that he's gotten that done, he's had time off to rest, maybe get his game, his body back to ground zero to start a new season, I think we're going to get to see a big year out of him. I really hope we get to see a major win.
Well, so let me ask you that. But John, do you think that the major win is a possibility? Because it wasn't very long ago that there's not anybody that would have said that there was still a hope for Tiger to win another major.
I think we saw that he proved that it's a possibility at Carnoustie and at Belrive at the end last year. He could have won both of those. And, he got off to slow starts in both, which really cost him in the end, something got in the way each time. But the fact that he was so close and almost did it, now he goes to Augusta knowing he can do it rather than hoping he can do it. And, of course, it's Augusta. I mean, the guy's got a chance there. He just has to avoid those slow starts again.
What was your take on the match and the way Phil and Tiger, I mean, they really started that promotional parade, if you will, at Augusta, this little bromance that started right there amongst the azaleas and ended up in Las Vegas at Shadow Creek.
Well, I was not a huge fan of the whole thing. I enjoyed the little HBO special promoting it, and probably more than any of the rest of it. I didn't fork over the $19.99 to watch it. I was with family, enjoying Thanksgiving instead, which I hope a lot of people were doing. It's harmless fun, and I mean, because it sort of throws back to the old days of the Shell Wonderful World of Golf. I enjoy seeing guys go head to head in that sort of comfortable environment. I think there could have been a lot more to it, and I don't think the $9 million purse made it too seemly. But I think it's fun watching those guys be more casual and show a little bit more personality than they do in a regular tournament.
Yeah.
You know, the Ryder Cup, again, we had the Ryder Cup this year. We played in France for the first time. The U.S. holds a 26-14 lead in total Ryder Cup wins and stuff like that. But France, or the European side, has really taken hold and, again, of course, won this year. Your thoughts about the Ryder Cup and our play, the Europeans waxed us after that first session.
They did. I think what the biggest contributor to our play was that golf course was not at all conducive to the kind of golfers we had on that team. It was just not an American-style golf course that our guys were, you know, our bombers wanted to play on. I was really impressed that Finau was able to play as well as he did, considering his style of game and that style of course. And he came through pretty well, but I just don't think, you know, the captain's picks weren't picks for the course. They were picks for, you know, what they'd done all year. They deserved it. There's nothing wrong with those picks. But maybe if you had to do it over again, Furyk could pick different kinds of guys to play that golf course. You pick a Kuchar and a Zach Johnson and a Kevin Kisner rather than the guys that he took. It might have been a different outcome because those guys would be better golf courses at plodding around, or golfers at plodding around a golf course like that. But I hope I don't think it's going to have a big carryover like it had in the past. We at least got the streak over with at Hazeltine. You know, they come home on a winning streak on home turf. So I don't think it's going to have the same kind of long-term effect that the other losing streak had.
Any thoughts on captain, future captain?
Well, I'd love to see Steve Stricker get a shot up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. I mean, you know, he would break the mold a little bit since he hasn't won a major championship. So usually the captains have done that. But I think he's a popular guy, and I think he's been in enough of these team events that he'd be a great fit for that market over there. And then next time you go over to European soil, I'd love to see Phil get a shot at it because I think he would handle that well, but they might be holding off for him to do it Bethpage one day.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Scott, we're up against it, but are we going to see a new tee on number 5 when we get to Augusta in April?
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's outside of what used to be the confines of the property because it's across the old Burtman's Road. So it's going to be different, and I think it's going to be really improve things over in that corner of the golf course because you won't have those log jams of guys on fourth hole waiting to hit for the guys to get off the fifth tee because you won't see them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. They'll be sitting back there tucked away a little bit. So I understand they built a wall and a few things you know, kind of to frame that all in. So anxious to see it. And it'll, of course, it'll look like it's been there since Bobby Jones, right?
Exactly. We'll never remember what it used to be like.
Scott, hey, we appreciate it as always. Good to hear your voice. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we'll look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for calling, guys.
You got
Thanks,
it.
Scott.
Scott Michaud joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We did the whole interview and we didn't even talk about Brooks Koepka.
We did.
We did talk about it, or we didn't?
No, we didn't.
I know. That's why I was going to tease him. That was going to be my thing, but I thought, I got to drop this.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with a guy about Augusta this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we pulled up Google Earth, and we were looking at, and he was showing me where this was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's going to make that hole, that was already a good hole. It's going to make it a legit hole now.
It's still a legit hole.
It is, but
especially with that green.
Yeah, really, really tough. Stay tuned.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks to Scott Michaud joining us, formerly of the Augusta Chronicle. We didn't ask him exactly what he's doing anymore.
Well, the story he did about Patrick Reed was at Golf Digest.
Okay, there you go. So you can check that out. A Golf Digest, Scott Michaud writing that one about Patrick Reed. Kevin Kisner. Not going to repeat the comments that he made, but he's reiterated emphatically that he was not a very good teammate and that his teammates didn't care for him.
Right.
That's the very nice Christmas way to say what he said.
Yes.
But it's
a nicer, softer way to say it.
he basically laid him out.
Yes,
and
he did.
You know what's interesting about that is you don't really hear a player come out against another player that strongly.
Right.
Was that you that mentioned that the tour might consider that
conduct unbecoming?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me actually.
Yep,
it is a bit interesting. So, but hey, we're having a good time. We're talking about some of the best stories or the top stories of golf in 2018. We talked about Patrick Reed winning the Masters, and then sort of I liked what Scott said. He just continues to step in it. That's a good way to put it. He does.
Yes.
He continues to step in it. He can't help himself.
Yes, he does.
We talked about Brooks Koepka winning 2 majors, back-to-back U.S. Opens, PGA of America. They moved their championship to May and then elect Susie Whaley as the first woman president.
Also, and they moved their organization to, or are going to move their organization to Frisco, Texas.
Thank you. Very good. That's just as of recent news. Talked about Tony Finau when we were talking about the Masters and the ankle-breaking ace and still going on to get a top 10. There's still a lot. We talked about the Augusta National announcing their Women's National Amateur.
Yep.
So still to come on the back nine, we got to get into these stories. The new PGA Tour schedule.
Yes.
You're not going to recognize what you're seeing in February through April. Really through May.
It's stacked up.
It is stacked up there. We'll also talk about Francesco Molinari and his win at the Open Championship. Some changes from the USGA. And then, of course, the number one story of 2018. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Win number 80. We'll talk about it all on the back nine. Caddy joins us as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say a ruling by a federal judge in Texas threatens the lives of millions who rely on the Affordable Care Act. That judge ruled core provisions of it unconstitutional, siding with the president, who tweeted, "Great news for America." KRLD Radio's Stephen Pickering.
The Attorney General of Texas is applauding the ruling. Spokesman Mark Rylander says it's what they were hoping for.
Today's ruling halts an unconstitutional exertion of federal power over the American healthcare system.
He says the Texas Attorney General's goal was to effectively repeal the Affordable Care Act. The group of states arguing in support of the ACA was led by California, and that state's attorney general says the ruling is an assault on the millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, and those states will continue to fight in court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The White House now has an acting chief of staff. President Trump has chosen Budget Director Mick Mulvaney for the position. The former South Carolina congressman was selected to have the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Current Chief of Staff John Kelly leaves after the new year. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is speaking out.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
The White House is dismissing accusations from President Trump's former fixer that Trump directed hush money payments to two women during the presidential campaign to buy their silence about alleged affairs. Michael Cohen told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that the president directed him to pay Stormy Daniels and former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Center for Disease Control is continuing to warn people in the West about romaine lettuce. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
The federal agency is giving an updated warning about the recent E. coli outbreak involving romaine lettuce, saying to make sure your lettuce does not come from the California Central Coast growing regions, which include Northern and Central California. The CDC says if there's not a label telling you where the lettuce comes from, you shouldn't be eating it. A total of 59 people have been sickened in this latest E. coli outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent is reporting on two separate borders, each with little in common.
On Fox and Friends, Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen was asked if she agrees with the president's statement that a government shutdown would be worth it to get more funding for border wall construction.
I think the president is being a leader on this. He is drawing a line, and he is saying we're either going to have security or we're not. It's our sovereign responsibility to do so. He takes it very seriously. He's asking Congress to do their job.
Better relations to the North, the U.S. Secretary of Defense and State, met with their Canadian counterparts Friday and discussed a variety of issues. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the U.S. is its most important partner.
We share the world's longest undefended border, and we are each other's largest export market.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady, stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome in. It's the back nine, hour number two of the final show of 2018. Thanks for joining us, Brian and Bob. Dave Glauser, our producer. Thanks for being with us each and every week. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. Twitter handle, at RealGolf. Thanks for tweeting and following us there and joining the conversation. A lot to get to here. We've been having a great time with talking about the 2018 top stories in the game of golf. And just a quick recap, we've hit Augusta National, of course, and Patrick Reed, and then everything that went along with him, and continues to play out. I wonder how many Christmas cards Patrick Reed's going to get.
I wouldn't think many.
And you know, he probably's not sending any Christmas cards.
And I don't think he really cares.
And from the pictures I saw from Jordan Spieth's wedding, there was no Patrick there.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to happen.
He doesn't go on vacation with those guys.
He's not part of that group.
No.
He's not fun young. Young and fun.
He's not fun young.
No. He's just young. He's young and crusty. He's a little too crusty for as young as he is quite frankly.
Yeah.
So Brooks Koepka wins two majors, back-to-back U.S. Opens. Talked about Brooks, and really, if I'm putting him number two. If we're ranking the stories, we'll do that at the end of the show. We talked about the PGA of America, some good stories there. Augusta National announcing their Augusta Women's National Amateur. Really cool stuff there. Tony Finau's ankle-breaking ace at the Masters and leading to a top 10. Really good stuff. So we'll talk about the next stories coming up. Of course, Tiger Woods is going to be the number one story. His comeback and win number 80, we'll get into that. And his, you know, really how he completed the comeback. The comeback happened all year.
Yeah.
And certainly kept teasing us and dipping his toes in competition, especially in major championships, where it made you go, maybe this actually could happen.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And then the way it went down at East Lake, we'll get into all that. USGA rules changes go into effect in just a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Johnny Miller announces retirement from broadcasting. We'll get into that.
Revolving world number one.
It's an open door right now.
Yes, it is.
All that straight ahead right here on Real Golf Radio.
The new Chrome Soft is better from tee to green. To maximize control, you need a ball with a soft, thin cover. Chrome Soft has a tour urethane cover, which feels incredible. Under the cover is the mantle. The guys in R&D at Callaway have tuned this layer to produce a more penetrating ball flight from 50 to 125 yards. Distance control in the scoring zone is everything. More control means more birdies. And I like birdies. This is the dual soft fast core. So what does it do? It produces ultra low spin off the driver for incredibly fast ball speed. Yet the core is still soft enough for you to compress the ball off the long irons. It's extremely soft and extremely fast. That's the secret behind Chrome Soft. The new Chrome Soft from Callaway. It's the ball that changed the ball.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Microhinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Microhinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Microhinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Callaway's transformative gel break technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. The new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with gel break technology. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups, making Rogue the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. Get the distance on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. Go Rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
The First Tee can teach young people how to hit a driver or how to stop a ball out of a bunker. But true success is measured by how well they perform off the golf course, by how well they use values like confidence, perseverance, and integrity in their daily lives. The First Tee helps young men and women become better golfers, but even more important, better people. Get involved. Visit thefirsttee.org.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. This segment brought to you by Callaway Golf. Hey, the teaser's out there. The new Epic Flash coming soon, February 1st. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com. Also, a gift guide is available as well if you're looking for some last-minute gifts for the golfer on your list. We've talked about this before, Bob, but what's your favorite golfer type gift?
Oh, I don't know. Probably golf balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong?
Can't go wrong with golf balls.
As long as you get a nice, a high quality tour ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Golf balls.
Golf balls for you, huh?
Yeah.
I think golf shoes, because you know I'm a shoe guy.
You are a shoe hound.
Yeah. If you really want to get something nice, you get that the FootJoy Icon Blacks.
Mm.
They're not cheap. But
no, they are
nice.
Not cheap.
So, you know, you got to get the whole thing. You can't just go get a size 11. You got, you know, it's just a D, triple E, whatever,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they full-on
make them.
Dress shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
So that might be something. Golf bag.
Yeah, golf bag's a good one.
It's a good gift.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New wedges. But again, you have to be a little bit stealthy. You got to be able to actually go in and find out what kind of wedges they like.
That's right.
Those are a little personal. Here's the thing about it, though. If you get somebody in these kind of short game stuff, wedges, putter, something like that, just don't be offended if they want to exchange it.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll love it, but they may want to exchange it for something else.
Yeah.
But if it's one of the high-end values, they're going to be able to get what they want.
Yep.
You'll be happy. They'll be happy. It's a great gift.
Good stuff.
Yep. So anyway, check out CallawayGolf.com/gift guide. All right, continuing down our top stories. Let's go to this world number one. You kind of mentioned that.
Yeah.
Back in the day of Tiger Woods, how many weeks was Tiger?
683 weeks.
That's a lot. So yep. He pretty much had a lockdown on world number one. In fact, the distance between number two was so large that we almost didn't even really talk about the world rankings.
Yep.
And now, this year especially, it seems like we've seen... How many players have actually been number one this year?
Four players. It's revolved with four.
All right, take us through the...
So Dustin Johnson is the one that started the year off at world number one. He went from February 19, 2017 to May 12, 2018 as world number one. Justin Thomas then on May 13th took over, and he was there for just about a month. Dustin Johnson grabbed it back in June and went to September. Then Justin Rose took over on September 10th, and he was there for about 12 days. Dustin Johnson grabbed it back again. Brooks Koepka took it on October 21st and went to November. Justin Rose grabbed it back for a week. Brooks Koepka grabbed it back for a week. Justin Rose grabbed it back for a week. Now Brooks Koepka ends the year at world number one.
Yeah, it's interesting that Brooks didn't get in the world number one for the first time until, did you say October?
October 21st.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, winning the U.S. Open back-to-back. I mean, what kind of, you got a two-year window here. He's got back-to-back U.S. Open, so he's got a pair of majors, and then he puts a third major on in August.
Yes.
And he's still third major in basically 15 months.
Yep.
And he wasn't number one in the world.
Nope.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. He didn't go number one in the world, I think, until he won at CJ Bridges. Let me see.
That was what propelled it?
Yeah, October 21st. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, pretty crazy. October 21st, and he took it over October 21st.
There you go. So it was that win that got him, that broke through. So who's most likely, in your opinion, of that group? So you got DJ, Koepka, Rose, and Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Of those players, who do you expect to see world number one more often in 2019?
I would say DJ.
Yeah?
Yeah. DJ's had been world number one a total of 81 weeks in his career now.
Mm.
So he is Justin Rose, grand total of 4 weeks. Brooks Koepka, grand total of 6 weeks at world number one. Justin Thomas has had four, but Rory McIlroy's had 95 weeks.
Who's more likely to jump back in that number one spot, Rory McIlroy or Jordan Spieth?
Well, Rory's had 95 weeks. Jordan Spieth's had 26 weeks. I think, this is my personal opinion, if Jordan Spieth comes back out after not having won a whole year, plus, and Jordan Spieth comes back out and wins a couple golf tournaments and possibly a major in 2019,
mm-hmm.
I think Jordan Spieth has a definite opportunity to get back up in the top five, if not world number one again. Because it's on a two-year roll.
Yeah.
And all the year that, he won 2 years ago, he won, what, four or five times? Then he has year last year where he hasn't won anything, and then things will start to drop off this year as each week clicks along.
Sure.
Which means that if he does win a golf tournament, it's going to shoot him up pretty fast. So.
I think the biggest thing for Jordan is just the confidence with the putter.
Yeah.
I mean, what we saw out of him early on in his career was, super impressive. I mean, we haven't seen a guy with the confidence with the flat stick like that since Tiger Woods. I mean, he was making putts.
Oh, yeah.
Even go back to that, the year after the year when he wins the Open Championship.
Uh-huh.
In the go get that putt. I mean, he just started lighting it up, and he's shown the ability to do that, to just go subconscious and just, boom, just start dropping things where you got to do it. And then he seems to have this like kryptonite where all of a sudden we see him at Augusta at 12 and splashing down in the water a bunch of times and just completely giving a golf tournament away. I mean, that it's there's two ends of the spectrum that we've seen out of this guy. And none of it is yet to define him. His performance early on in his career is like that of all the greats. And so it's just a matter of him bouncing back. He's married now just recently, a few weeks.
Yes, just recently. Yep.
And so we'll see how that kind of plays out. I'm sure there was a lot of things going into that. Hopefully that'll settle down and things will go well for him. But, he played 23 events in 2018. He had five top 10s, no wins, made 18 out of 23 cuts. But You know, that's not what Jordan Spieth's about.
Right.
You know, he won almost $3 million, but again, not what Jordan's about. And when you look at the major championships, you know, third at Augusta with a final round 64, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open. I tied for ninth at the Open Championship, but that's not the story. The story is that he shot 76 in the final round when he was tied for the lead. And if he had shot even par, he would have won.
Yes.
So there's that. And then the PGA Championship, he finished tied for 12th. So really not a good showing at the Ryder Cup.
No.
Okay, but not great. And, you know, that was sort of the story of the year for Jordan. Kind of a good year.
Yes.
For most standards, but not for Jordan's standards.
Yeah, well, he didn't win. The interesting thing is, and what has cost him is his putting. You alluded to that. 2016, Jordan was number two in he was number two on the PGA Tour at almost about a three quarters of a stroke per round, strokes game putting, number two. 2017, he went to 39th, and 2018, he went to 136th in strokes game putting. He was losing 0.088
per round. That's crazy.
Yep. So.
But the guy has 11 PGA Tour victories.
Yes, he does, and three major championships, yeah, and one major away from a career Grand Slam in his mid-20s.
And now he's married.
Yep.
And hopefully he'll quit worrying about his hair. Just shave that off, Jordan.
Yep.
Do it,
just
man.
Shave it off.
Do it.
Do it.
Caddy joins us next. Stay tuned.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real. Here's Brian and Bob.
We just spent the break talking about some of our favorite holiday songs from some of our favorite former stars whose names were on PGA Tour events.
Yes. Andy Williams, San Diego Open.
That's one of my favorites. It's I don't know why, but maybe it's less played, but that holiday feeling, I think that's what it's called, that holiday feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun one. Andy Williams, that's kind of a fun, upbeat. That's one that just, if you listen to that song, you got to get in the Christmas spirit. That holiday feeling.
Yep. So Bing Crosby, of course.
Besides, when else do you hear Dickory Dock?
Yep.
And don't forget to hang up your sock.
That's right.
Because just exactly at 12 o'clock, he'll be coming down the... Okay. Yes, Bing Crosby. I mean, of all of them, though, Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
White Christmas. I mean, that's probably one of the most iconic.
Yeah. Glenn Campbell was songs. The LA Open.
I couldn't name you any Glenn Campbell songs.
Danny Thomas was in Memphis.
Huh?
Sammy Davis Jr. was in Hartford.
And he was also at the Byron Nelson for that first event.
Yeah.
With the mayor and
that's
Byron
right.
Nelson's mother.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds weird, but if you knew our interview, Byron was so excited to mention that Sammy Davis was there and his mother was there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anyway. Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys in the old school days. Bob Hope.
He sang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not what he was known for, but he did sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know a guy that's one of our favorite singers, of course, and he's really a crooner. Known in famous caddies shacks across the PGA Tour. Here he is. Let's hear him sing. Bring him on, everybody.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
Take it away, caddy.
Who can make our listeners turn the volume down?
That's actually pretty good. For first words of the morning, that's pretty good.
The Candy Man.
The Caddy Man.
The Caddy Man can.
Well done off the top of your head, Bob Casper.
Hey, I want to know how you feel this holiday season. You know, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf, right? And they now have Caddy in the Corner. I just wonder how you feel about that. I mean, you know, you could come back with nobody puts caddy in a corner. You know, you could go with the old, you know, Dirty Dancing line. But they've got, you know, so they got caddy in a corner. I think it's pretty funny, actually, if you look it up. I don't know if you've seen any of the caddy in a corner stuff.
5% of all proceeds go to the Caddy Retirement Fund.
Mm. Okay. Nice. I like that.
I know nothing about what we're talking about.
Do you know what Elf on the Shelf is?
I've heard of Elf on the Shelf, but I don't really know what it is.
Oh, well, good for you. This is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's more for little kids.
It is for little kids, but I thought perhaps you would... Yeah, anyway, you can look it up.
Caddy, I got a great question for you.
Yes?
What's going on with the split up of Zach and Damon?
That's a shocker. That's a real shocker. Who knows? I guess it just goes to show that anything can happen if those guys split up. And
Yeah.
It was interesting to hear how Zach couldn't get himself to say that they were, you know, that it was a firing or anything like that. He's, you know, he obviously had a tough time with it. And, yeah, I think that one took everybody by surprise. Nobody saw that coming.
And Waldo looks like he's the guy getting the job.
Yes, I believe Waldo. In fact, I texted Waldo a simple photograph of a rooster that I had taken in Hawaii, and I said, "You ain't got that kind of game." A reference to Damon Green's chicken dance that he would do.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't believe how many – that was a very polarizing thing that he did. When I was reading the comments on Twitter when it was announced, there were hundreds of comments, and I would bet 80% of them had to do with the chicken dance. And some people go, "Oh, man, I'm going to miss the chicken dance." And other people are like, "Good. Good riddance. At least we don't have to watch that dumb chicken dance." I mean, it was pretty polarizing both ways. People loved it. People hate it.
A lot of haters out there. You know, just because people can't move like that, they're jealous. Well, look, you can not like the chicken dance, et cetera, but you got to admit, it was pretty impressive.
No, I'm actually on the other side of it. I don't really care for it.
Well, you can not care for it, but it was well done. I mean, it was well executed. The moves were impressive. So,
any idea where he's going to land? Said he wants to keep looping.
Yeah, I think he definitely want to keep looping. I think he'll find a job, and I told him, well, there's one positive in this whole thing, that whoever you caddy for next is going to hit it a lot longer than Zach did. Because everybody hits it long.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because isn't Waldo been with Charlie Hoffman?
He has been.
So I mean, I don't know.
He has been.
I'm not sure that that's – I mean, would you jump to Zach Johnson from Charlie Hoffman?
He got de-Hoffmanized a few months ago.
Oh, he did. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes.
So he was available.
He was.
Gotcha.
He was searching for a job over the last few months.
Mm-hmm. And who was Waldo with back in the day when we used to chat with him? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, he's caddied for quite a few guys. Yeah. He's actually related to Tom Pernice.
We won't hold that against him.
One of the more interesting things about Waldo is that he qualified for the tour when he was caddying full time. He just decided to go to Q school and qualified for the web.com tour. That was quite amazing to do that. So Waldo can play golf pretty well, obviously. He worked for Kyle Stanley. When Kyle had that double bogey on 18 at Torrey Pines, lost the tournament when he needed a par to win, and then the next week he went at Phoenix in a really cool comeback. So, Waldo's been around quite a while. He's caddy for quite a few guys.
Well, there you go. All right, caddy, one of the things we're doing this week, being the final show of 2018, and by the way, another good year by you. Thank you.
Caddy fun time.
Is talking the top stories of 2018. Just off the top of your head, when you think of the top stories of 2018, what comes to mind?
Well, I get, yeah, it's got to be Tiger's. Tiger's amazing W, or comeback from that back. You know, how many is that? Four back surgeries, whatever it was.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think back fusion. Yep.
Yeah, that's my first thought, and then I guess I'm going to throw in maybe just the Ryder Cup surpassing itself like it always does. That's a great event. So those are the first two that come to mind.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there. We've got Tiger listed number one for sure. We've talked about the Ryder Cup. Brooks Koepka winning back-to-back U.S. Opens and two majors in 2018 was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that's going to put me in the camp of, the Brooks Koepka, nobody's thinking about me camp, right?
There you go. You're just fueling his fire.
I think that's got to be one of the stories. Is why is that?
He's not really charismatic. I mean, the guy's not. There's not a lot of personality there. When Jordan Spieth burst on the scene, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, I mean, Justin Rose, DJ barely has a heartbeat. But there's just something about that guy that people like to watch. I don't know, something about Brooks. He just doesn't really have he's just not a real exciting brand of golf. It's fun to watch, but he just doesn't necessarily, you know, have that charismatic feature that people are drawn to like some of the other players.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And you consider where he was earlier in the year when he had a wrist injury that was keeping him from playing.
Yeah.
I mean, he played well at the Players when he came back. I think that was his comeback, and he played pretty well. But, I mean, man, to go from wondering if you're going to play again to winning two majors, pretty amazing. But yeah, that's one that's hard to explain. But you know, there's some more evidence of it. It just didn't come to my mind right away, and that should have been. How many times has a guy won multiple majors? When's the last multiple major winner that we can come up with?
Jordan 2015.
Yeah, so Jordan Spieth, and then before that?
Before that would be...
Anybody but Tiger?
Phil, probably.
No.
No?
I don't.
Probably
I
Tiger.
Doubt it, but probably no one's done it but Tiger for, what, the last 20 years? Really? I mean, who's won two majors in a year? Did Padraig win two the year he won the
Yeah, he won the British and the PGA.
Yep.
So that would have been probably, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, so it just never happens. And so that's a huge story. And, gosh, that's not number one or number two.
A quick check of the old interweb. The www says only five golfers. Let's see. Nope, sorry, wrong one there. That'd be Grand Slam. I was trying to find out how many in a year. Yeah, but you're right. It doesn't happen very often.
No, it's quite an accomplishment.
But to your point, what you were saying is the fact that that doesn't happen very often and it gets overlooked as much as it has is what's notable, right?
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, yeah.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting because you pointed out a good thing, and we forgot to mention that earlier as we were talking about Brooks Koepka not picking up number one in the world till October, and that wrist injury kept him out, including the Masters. So here he is, you know, coming off of winning a major championship the year before, doesn't get a play in the Masters. So that's probably where you should start when you start talking about who's going to win the Masters next year. You ought to start with Brooks Koepka because the guy, that seems to be what he does, is win major championships.
So, give me the thumbs up or thumbs down on Jordan Spieth in 2019.
Yeah, we were just talking about him being in the last segment, and I think Bob and I are both in the camp that... go ahead, Bob. You said it straight up, I think, pretty well. It really depends on his start, huh?
Yeah, I think it does depend on his start. You know, I think, didn't he have mono at the beginning of the year? He was always coming from behind. As far as his health was concerned in 2018. But, you know, having not won in 2018, after winning, what, three or four times in 2017, you know, his world ranking's going to get better should he go on to win a couple of times this year. And I don't – anytime he's had a year where he hasn't won, which is, what, 2014 he didn't win – but then he came back in 2015 and set the world on fire. I think you're going to see a little bit more of that this year. Rededication and you know, he's married now, just got married a couple weeks ago. Rededication, I think he's going to play well again this year.
I'm going to throw out a name of a guy who's going to have a surprisingly good year. I think he's going to come back and play pretty well the next few years.
Tell us who.
Maybe a little like Steve Stricker did in his career, where he kind of resurrected later on.
Uh-huh.
Hunter Mahan.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Hunter Mahan.
That's out of left field. All right, note that one down, Dave.
Write it down.
Hunter Mahan, 2019.
Okay, Hunter, the year of the Hunter, 2019. Hey, interesting enough, so just real quick, Nick Faldo won a pair of majors in 1990. Okay, so we're kind of go back to 1990 here. Nick Price in 1994.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Then you got to go to Marco Mira in 1998.
Yep.
Ah.
Open and Masters.
Tiger in 2000 and 2002. And by the way, he won, of course, in 2000, he got three majors.
Yes.
And then rolled on to win the Masters in 2001 to make it four in a row. He got two more, winning the Masters and U.S. Open in 2002. Tiger did it again in 2006. Patrick Herring did it in 2008. And then it wasn't again until the next guy to do it was, unless I'm missing something, was Jordan Spieth in 2015.
Yep.
So, and then Brooks Koepka this year. So there you go.
Yep. Pretty rare feat.
So there you go. That's at least since 1990. So there you go. Hey, Caddy, good stuff, man. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, I guess next time we chat, it'll be 2019 and year 20 of Real Golf Radio. Hard to believe.
Year 20. Does that mean I can expect a gold watch soon?
Yes. Yeah, it's in the mail.
Might come gift wrapped.
Nothing like that Rolex. I've been...
Oh, Rolex.
Waiting a long time for that.
Rolex.
Been waiting a long time for that gold.
Aren't we making a trip to China?
Yeah, I believe we are. We'll pick that one up in China for you.
Yeah, you're going to pick it up in New York City somewhere for 1995.
It's called Canal Street.
That's where you're getting.
Hey, you just keep, you know, if you ever stayed in one place long enough to have a mailing address, maybe we'd be able to send you one, you know, or if you'd ever come visit. So.
Well, you know. You got to stay one step ahead of the people trying to find you.
There you go. I like it. Well, Caddy, Merry Christmas, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you in 2019.
I like it.
You got it.
He's the Caddy. He joins us every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Appreciate that guy, man. He's out there working hard and traveling on the road most of the time, and so it was nice for him to spend a couple of minutes visiting with us each week here on Real Golf Radio. All right, that was a long segment. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, wrap up our final favorite stories in golf in 2018. It's next right here on Real Golf Radio. So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
And here's Ricky on 12. What a comeback it's been for him today. Pin placement is a little tricky. We're seeing something. Something is getting closer. Holy.
What the?
And that'll cost him.
It can be dangerous to drive while distracted. Yet at any daytime moment, almost 660,000 drivers across the country are using electronic devices while they drive. Join me and commit to always driving distraction-free.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
You can tell a lot about a golfer by the way he sets his hands on the club. Is he squeezing the life out of it, or is it like he's cradling a newborn baby? Holding it light so he can feel the club head eliminates tension, increases swing speed, and improves accuracy. These are the things our grips promote. Because the secret to golf isn't how you put your hands on the club, It's the way you put your hands on a wind grip. Win. Play your best golf.
When Callaway first equipped their drivers with jailbreak technology, they completely changed the game. A new bar for ball speed had been set, and golfers everywhere started to take notice. So what, you think they were just going to call it a day? Not a chance. Nope, they took their most epic technology and went rogue. The new Rogue driver has taken jailbreak distance and made it more forgiving than ever. The new jailbreak bars are lighter and stronger, which allows Rogue to redistribute its weight throughout the head. When you have a reshaped, more forgiving head, well, you get more forgiveness. Forgiveness you didn't even think was possible out of a driver that fast. No more playing it safe, folks. Tight fairway? Bomb it anyway. Water in play? Clear it. That's the power of the jailbreak effect. And that's why Callaway is the number one driver in golf. You're either playing it or you're leaving yards on the table. Go rogue with Callaway. Get the details now at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. This segment brought to you by Callaway Golf. Be sure to check out CallawayGolf.com. And you see the new teaser for the Epic Flash. More information coming soon. It'll be available on 2-1 of next year. So
yes,
look forward to seeing what Callaway comes up with. They did a great job with their product lineup this year. Certainly, I benefited from that, no doubt about it. And we appreciate them for sponsoring the show and making it possible to do this for another year. Year number 20 of Real Golf Radio coming your way in 2019. You can check us out online at realgolfradio.com or on Twitter at realgolf. Two good places to find us. So again, just to clarify, Bob, and we talked about some of the top stories in the game, and we mentioned Tiger Woods being we're going to talk about Tiger Woods' comeback. We talked about Brooks Koepka winning two majors, and the caddy brings up, well, how many guys win two majors in a year?
Yeah.
Just going through that list since 1990.
Yep.
That's pretty remarkable. What do we have down there?
So 1990, Nick Faldo.
Yep.
1994, Nick Price. 1998, Mark O'Meara. 2000, 2002, 2005, and 2006, Tiger Woods.
Can you believe that? That is amazing.
Padraig Harrington wins two in 2008.
98.
Or
no, 2008. Sorry,
2008. 2008. Jordan Spieth wins two in 2015 and Brooks Koepka two in 2018.
So, doesn't happen very often.
Multiple major winners in a year.
In a single
since
year.
Since 1990.
Tiger with three in that 2000 year.
Three majors, yes. Correct.
And then he wins the 2001 Masters to get four in a row.
Yep. Tiger Slam.
That's crazy.
And he did it four times during that time period, 2000, 2006.
So as good and as remarkable as it is that the year that Jordan Spieth had, the year that Brooks Koepka just had.
Yes.
You go back to what Tiger Woods did. And again, it's been a while, but you can't forget. And we were doing the show during this time. It's why it was so magical and fun to watch. But you talk about 2000 winning a pair.
Yep.
2001, he got one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, just going through. So 97, he gets the Masters. Nothing in 98. 99, he gets the PGA Championship. 2000, he gets the U.S. Open, the Open, and the PGA.
Yes.
2001, wins the Masters. 2002, wins the Masters and the U.S. Open. 2003, nothing. 2004,
nothing.
Nothing. 2005, wins the Masters and the Open. 2006, he wins the
Open in the PGA.
Open in the PGA. So, and then in 2008, he wins the U.S. Open on a broken leg, and that was the last major.
And 2007, he won the PGA Championship as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. 2007 PGA. So, I mean, that is just a string of... It's really remarkable. And you look at the other players during that time that actually had, you know, some things going. You got O'Meara winning a couple.
Yep.
You got Vijay winning a couple. You got
I mean, the single-digit guys are interesting. You know, I mean, Mike Weir, Jim Furyk, Ben Curtis, Sean McKeel, Rich Beam, David Toms, Retief Goosen did get a couple, Michael Campbell, Todd Hamilton, Angel Cabrera got a couple, Trevor Immelman. I mean, those are your major championship winners during that run of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
2002, when he won twice, he won the Masters and the U.S. Open. He also finished second in the PGA.
To Rich Beam.
Yep. 2005, when he won the Masters and the Open Championship, he finished second in the U.S. Open and tied for fourth in the PGA Championship. Then the next year in 2006.
That was the year at Baltusrol when Tiger had gone home because Phil still had to come back to finish on Monday.
Right.
And they're saying, well, if Phil doesn't finish this thing out, Tiger's already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Phil did.
2006, he finished tied for third at the Masters and then came back and won the Open Championship in PGA. Had two tied for seconds in the Masters and the U.S. Open in 2007 and then won the PGA Championship, and a second in the Masters, and then a win at the U.S. Open in 2008.
So that brings us to this year. After a really tough year for Tiger Woods, he comes back, and you know, we see him at Hero, and he shows some signs.
Yes.
And we say, hey, and then it, you know, kind of is. We were there at Torrey Pines. We were standing on the first tee when he hit that first shot.
Mm-hmm.
His, you know, the comeback swing was on. We wanted to be there. It was cool to watch him hit it, but man, the game just wasn't really there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he finished, tied for 23rd that week.
He made the cut, and that was the big news.
Yep.
Okay, man. Tiger made the cut.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
His first PGA Tour back.
Yeah.
Event back. And so prior to the Hero World Challenge, he was almost 1,200 in the world. So Hero World Challenge, he went to 668, and then he went to Farmers Insurance Open. He dropped to 539. Where he really started to make a dent was in the Honda Classic and the Valspar, where he finished tied for second in both those events, and he got all the way down to 149th, and then at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, he finished tied for fifth, got to 105th.
And you started thinking, okay, we're starting to see the man contending.
Yep.
Not only is he making cuts, but now he's contending. Is it possible that he could win again? And that started that conversation.
Yep. Masters, he finished tied for 32nd, got to 88th in the world.
Not really in contention at the Masters.
No, not really in contention, but broke the top 100.
Yeah, but playing.
Right. Then where he made his next big jump was at the Open Championship. Well, Quicken Loans, he finished fourth, got to 79th.
That's his own event.
Right. And then at the Open Championship, he finished tied for sixth and broke the top 50 in the world.
And at one time was leading on Sunday, headed to the back nine.
Going to the back nine. Then he finished second at the PGA Championship, dropped to 26th. BMW Championship, a tied for sixth, dropped to 21st. Won the Tour Championship, dropped to 13th.
Wow.
So he made it inside the top 15 in the world from 1,200th starting the year. And that's what I mean. When you've got nothing to show for a couple of years, when you start playing well and getting top 10s in big events and you win a golf tournament, you can make some big moves. And that's what he was able to do.
And I'll never forget the scene coming down that
was
72nd hole at East Lake. Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. And the comeback was complete.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, so Tiger Woods comeback win number 80, the top story in golf for 2018. Brooks Koepka winning two majors and back-to-back U.S. Opens is number two. Patrick Reed claiming the green jacket and the non-acronym GOAT title. That's right, he's not greatest of all time, but he's certainly wearing that GOAT title.
He is a GOAT.
European Ryder Cup waxed the stacked U.S. team. That's a big story we didn't get a chance to talk much about. Talked about the PGA of America. A lot of good things there, including Susie Whaley, first woman president. USGA rules changes go into effect in a couple of weeks. Johnny Miller announces his retirement from broadcasting. Jordan Spieth goes 0-for. Molinari becomes first Italian to win the Claret Jug.
And he won a PGA Tour event.
Two, I think. Tiger and Phil team up for the match. Augusta National announces the Women's National Amateur Championship. The new PGA Tour schedule, we didn't even get into that, but we'll do that the first of the year. It is stacked right off the beginning. Tony Finau's ankle-breaking ace at the Masters led to a top 10 in a heck of a year. And then the revolving door at world number one, DJ Koepka, Rose Thomas. Koepka, DJ, Koepka, Rose, Koepka, Rose, Koepka, Rose. And currently it's Koepka, I think.
It's Koepka.
Okay, there you go. But a heck of a year for 2018. A lot of great storylines, and I'm sure there's some others that we left out there as well. But, you know, Cameron Champ's going to continue to be a story with the way he hits the golf ball. He's burst onto the scene here in the PGA Tour. We'll see what happens coming up for next year. But, look, we're going to see how the new rules play into effect. We're going to see if guys like Bryson DeChambeau are going to putt with the flag stick in. New look.
Yes. And... you know, the top story, as we said, Tiger Woods, it'll be interesting to see how he continues that on, that push on to go forward and win some more and maybe get another major.
Mm. Sam Snead's a couple wins away, and of course, picking up major number 15 would be massive for the game of golf. Really appreciate David Glauser, our producer, each and every Saturday morning being here and making us sound good. We appreciate you, Dave.
For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Happy holidays to each one of you. And thanks for tuning in. See us in 2019 for 20 years of Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.